So not long ago, a group of kindergartners was given an assignment by their teacher. So they walked into class for the morning, and this is what they saw: a giant basket full of plastic Easter eggs, much like the tub that was waiting for you when you came into worship this morning. And you can about imagine the little kiddos are oohing and aahing over this and wondering, wow, what's in the eggs? What do we get to do with these? What's the teacher have in mind? You can about imagine. I mean, maybe you're wondering too when you got that plastic egg when you walked in this morning, especially when there wasn't any chocolate inside. What's up with that, right? Who does that? Well, towards the end of the class, the teacher finally spilled the beans, and she said, so I have a very simple homework assignment for you, and this is what it is. Take one plastic Easter egg home with you and bring it back with something inside that reminds you of Easter. Pretty simple task. You can about imagine what the kiddos brought back with them. Care to take a guess? Take 5 seconds with the person sitting next to you and share with that person what you think the kids brought back in that little place plastic egg, okay? Take 5 seconds. Ready, go. Some of you are thinking, I don't know if I want to go there this morning, Pastor Seth. You know, kids, you never know. Maybe these were some of your guesses this morning. Jelly beans. Anybody think of that? Yeah, bring it back loaded with jelly beans, just like the Easter extravaganza we had last weekend with over 200 people on campus. Tons of eggs with jelly beans in them. How many of you thought of candy like chocolate? Right? Don't leave it outside too long. Might not be there when you get back, right? Or how about this? The plastic grass, the Easter grass. You know what I'm talking about? The bags that Walmart sells, almost like a feed store. The stuff that gets everywhere, in your clothing, in your hair, in your pets, in your shoes, everywhere, you know? What about this? Maybe a flower. Maybe an Easter lily. See some flowers here this morning, right? It smells like a flower shop. Smells good. Smells like new life. Maybe this. Little chicks, or someone said this morning, little peeps. The condensed block of sugar, right, that keeps you up all night and your family up all night thinking, oh, when is this going to end, right? That kind of stuff. Or maybe a picture or a drawing of yours truly, the Easter Bunny. How many of you guessed right on some of these? Yeah? Well, you can about imagine then when the teacher was surprised when one little boy came up to the table and set his Easter egg on the top. There was nothing inside. And a teacher went up to him and tried to affirm him as best she could. And she said, do you remember the assignment? It was to take an egg home and to come back with something inside that reminded you of Easter. And you know what the little boy said? He said, teacher, Jesus is risen, or Christ is risen. Oh, we can do better than that. Jesus is risen. Risen indeed. Hallelujah. He said, teacher, I did. When Jesus rose from the grave, that old tomb, it stayed empty, and it is still empty, just like this egg, because Jesus is risen. Is risen indeed. Hallelujah. He got it right. This morning, if I was to give you the same assignment, if I was to ask you to take that plastic egg that you received when you walked in home with you today and to put inside of it something that reminds you of Easter, what would you put inside of it? Jelly beans, chocolate, Easter grass, flowers. What would you put inside? From the mouths of children. Yes, yeah, yeah. I can't help but wonder, too, how the first disciples would have responded. They've been given that same assignment. You see, if we look back to John chapter 20, which was part of our gospel reading for this morning, and we look at the chapter preceding it, we see a very dark and messy and ugly situation. And if you were here with us on Friday, you understand more of what I'm talking about. Jesus was crucified. And it wasn't like any other crucifixion. At the end, when Jesus gave up his life, the Romans made sure that he was dead, stuck him with a spear. Mary knows this, John knows this, Peter knows this, the rest of the disciples, they know this, they get this. It's a tough day, tough night, tough time period. After which time, Jesus is put in a tomb and sealed, unlike any other tomb St. Matthew shares with us at the end of his gospel account that the leadership had a group of Roman soldiers put outside of it just to make sure no one tried any funny business with Jesus' body. It was not a pleasant situation. So this morning in our gospel reading from John chapter 20, we find a distraught Mary going to the tomb and finding, lo and behold, it's empty. Jesus is not there. And it's confusing, it's bewildering, and it doesn't make sense. You ever come to a point in your life where maybe you faced something that was confusing and bewildering, didn't make sense, took your breath away, maybe your hope? So we find this relay that starts to take place after Mary goes to the tomb. Jesus isn't there, so she goes back, she finds Peter and John, and they come running back. And John, by the way, this is really funny, John, who's writing this gospel account, right, who notes himself as the other disciple, he's humble in noting that he got to the tomb first before Peter, by the way. You know, he's a little slow, right? Maybe he was eating too much chocolate that morning or something. But they get to the tomb, and lo and behold, Mary's right. He's not there. He's gone. It's confusing. Doesn't make sense. And it doesn't seem like there's any hope. So John and Peter walk away. But when Mary's there, something happens. And we heard this. Jesus comes to her. And we hear this from Mary after Jesus engages her, after his resurrection. She says this to the rest of the guys, "I have seen the Lord." Friends, I share that with you this morning to make this point. How would the first disciples have responded? How would they have filled up a little Easter egg this morning? What would they have taken with them this morning? What would they have gone to every other person? Just this. They would have gone with an unshakable gospel resurrection hope. Amen? Because Jesus lives, we live. Because Jesus overcame death, we overcome death. Because Jesus overcame sin and the power of the enemy, God gives that to us freely as a gift. And we celebrate that on this resurrection morning, don't we? Paul puts it this way. And I'd like to encourage you to think about this way. You and I don't need a plastic egg this morning. We got something much, much better. The Apostle Paul, a Christ follower, shares this with us. He says, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." Friends, you don't need a plastic egg to take home with you this morning to keep hope inside. You don't need a plastic egg to put something in it to share with others about who Jesus is and what he means to you. God says you have this. You have your body. You are a walking, talking, living, breathing reminder of gospel hope that points people back to Jesus Christ in the midst of confusing and messy and ugly situations. God has made you the Easter egg. God has made you the container for hope, gospel hope. And he promises that when we are in those situations, he will work through you. You don't have to wonder if I'm going to say the right thing. God will work through you. You don't have to wonder if you're going to be at the right place at the right time, because God will bring you there. This is what he does for Christ followers. And this is what we hear this morning. God has given each of us something to share anytime and anywhere. And what is that? You tell me. Gospel hope. And it's this gospel hope that God gives us to share in our conversations. Maybe you've had a conversation recently that you're thinking, boy, I could have really used some gospel hope there. Well, now's your chance. Maybe you're thinking of a relationship that God has entrusted to your care. Maybe it's in your house, your place of work, your neighborhood. God has made you the vessel, not an Easter egg, the vessel to share that gospel hope there. God has made you the vessel to share gospel hope in these other places, in our times of struggle, in our workplaces, in our homes, in our schools, everywhere you go. Friends, today, this is my prayer for us, that we would be reminded that God, through his grace, has seen fit to make us the vessel for gospel hope, and that when we go out, we have the opportunity to open that up to every person we encounter. Amen? May God grant that to us for Jesus' sake. Amen. This time our service, I